Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Friday bonus time. On Wednesday, as you may recall, we dropped a big episode with Coach Pete Carroll from the Seattle Seahawks and Michael Gervais, a performance coach. And it was all about upping your game when life circumstances are suboptimal. I think we all know that circumstances are deeply suboptimal right now. And so we wanted to drop a guided meditation that is in line with this theme. So this one is from Oren J. Sofer, who's a teacher on the 10% Happier Meditation app. And it's all about performance anxiety and how to work with it. Here we go.
Hey there, this is Oren. I think we all know what it's like to be super nervous before a big event. Our stomach's in knots, our breathing's short, it's awful. When I look back on those moments in my life, I wish I'd known about mindfulness. We all have times in our life where we need to be on. A presentation at work, a job interview, giving a speech at a conference. Fear and anxiety don't need to stop you. In fact, it can help you to be on top of your game if you know how to use it. So let's take a closer look. First, I invite you to look around the room or space wherever you are, orienting visually to your surroundings. Try it out. Let your eyes look all around. Above, below, to either side. Notice anything that catches your eye and looks interesting. Connecting with our environment like this is one simple way to begin to calm and soothe our nervous system, because it takes us out of our thoughts and brings us into the moment, now. Fear and anxiety are generally about the future. When we connect to the present, they can start to ease. Then, whenever you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes or just let your gaze be still. Feel your body sitting. Notice the weight, the heaviness of your body, and any places where it touches the chair, cushion, or ground. As you feel the steady, firm contact there, begin to take some slow, deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose, and then breathe out through your mouth, long and slow. Feel free to do this once or twice more. And as you do, notice any effect on your mind or body. You can let your breathing return to normal and continue to feel the weight and heaviness of your body. It's natural to feel a lot of energy in your body before or during a big event. Your breathing might change. Your heart rate might increase. You might even feel strong, unpleasant sensations in your body, in your gut or your chest or throat. These are all completely natural. There are a few ways of handling these feelings. We've already been exploring one, finding some solid ground in your body and beginning to calm the energy with your breath, or by attending to simple sensations like your hands. If you like, take a few more moments to just be with these sensations of sitting, feeling your hands and your breathing, and notice if that has any effect. Another method is to change your perception or understanding of what's happening. Instead of thinking of these sensations as fear or as a problem, what if they were a form of healthy stress? Instead of trying to take you down, what if they were your body's natural way of rising to meet a challenge, preparing you to be completely and totally alert? What happens as you hear this? Does anything shift? What would it be like if this were a kind of anticipation, gathering all of your energy for a big effort? You know, if this event is really that important, you need total access to all of your energy. Well, what if that's all that were happening? Lots of energy available. Take a few moments to explore this idea and see if it shifts anything for you. The last method is to get some perspective by using our imagination to play with time. Whatever this event is, however important it seems right now, imagine yourself 6 months from now. Where will this day be? It'll be a memory. Try to picture yourself even further in the future, a year, 5 years out. And now, I invite you to look back at things from that vantage point. So see if you can get some perspective by taking the long view. Whatever you're hung up on now, it's all going to unfold in its own way, according to so many conditions that are outside of your control. And what would it be like to relax a bit into the flow of life? You might want to touch into feeling the ground again as you contemplate this. Feel your body sitting, its weight. Notice your breath. Feel the strength or alignment of your back as you contemplate letting go and relaxing into the flow of life. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and let your eyes open. If you like, take one more deep breath. Good luck. I've got faith in you.
Big thanks to Oren. Before we go, I just want to remind you that we're launching the Summer Sanity Challenge on July 27th. That's a meditation challenge that is free. And you can go to 10percent.com/challenge to sign up. Here's how it works. For 21 days, we serve you up a short piece of video that sort of gives you some useful content around the various challenges that come up for people in meditation. And then that is followed by a short guided meditation. We've carefully curated the flow of ideas here, the flow of techniques that we're introducing to you. And the goal of the challenge really is to help you boot up a meditation practice, or if you've got a meditation practice but you've fallen off the wagon, the goal is to help you sort of get back on the tracks. And if you're an abiding meditator, the goal is really to help you kind of reinvigorate the whole thing. And you can do this just by yourself, or you can do it with friends and family and track everybody's progress. It's really going to be great. It starts on the 27th, and it is free, as I said, and you can sign up at 10percent.com/challenge. The link is in the show notes. That's enough for me. I'll see you back here on Monday with a fresh episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.